Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Why don't we start with some of the news that's coming out of Washington, D.C.? Doesn't sound too good. Well, maybe I want to start with this congressional prayer that was offered, because that basically exterminates the United States. When your Congress prays a prayer to the god Brahma, a Hindu god, and this is what they did. Now and evermore, I'm not going to read the whole prayer. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic god Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. So there you got it. A total rejection of Jesus Christ in this nation by Congress and by the so-called pastor, who's obviously a traitor to the Lord, et cetera, let alone to the United States. And the people of America evidently don't care. I haven't heard much about it. I've seen a few articles condemning it. It should be roundly condemned all over the land. But this is why the United States of America is going to be destroyed. God has a fix for all this, folks. New York City, Washington, D.C., all the major cities are going to get nuked. And it's not very far off. I can almost guarantee you it's not very far off. So much going on, so much treason going on. Anyway, Larry, what's the latest out of Washington and the rumors of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Patriots, and stuff like that?
Well, the latest is, of course, that the Patriots and conservatives, the Christians are putting on a rally tomorrow in Washington, a large one, and coming from all directions. However, at the same time, basically, the mayor of Washington, D.C. has declared the Patriots the enemy. And Hal Turner even had an interesting video up where the Minnesota State Police were escorting busloads, multiple busloads of Antifa dressed in black into Washington, D.C., where they were embraced, I guess, in the video by D.C. police. So this is really interesting. And then out west, also in Oregon, remember, the police actually brought in Antifa and actually sicked them on the Patriots.
They're trying to start a revolution.
We're already in a civil war. I don't care what you call it. No way. You can flip the coin either way. Both sides have got heads. It don't matter which way it comes down.
Yeah. The only thing I'm wondering about, because the Bible in the prophecies against America Babylon doesn't really talk about a revolution of the people so much as it does ruler against ruler. And we're certainly watching that with ruler against ruler. So this is going to get very, very interesting. I got a headline here from Hal. Flag atop West Virginia state capitol flying upside down, nation in distress. And, of course, that's exactly what it means. Do they know something we don't, that this election is going to be so rigged that both seats will be taken by the communists? Do you think that's what's going on? Why would you fly the flag upside down? That's a distress signal.
Well, I think everybody's got Georgia's number already. I don't think it's going to be a lot of surprises. They changed absolutely nothing. They changed no individuals. They didn't do anything from the one election that was a total, complete disaster. So if you're looking for an accurate count, call Stacey Abrams.
Yeah. So do you suppose that the leaders on top no, that this is rigged, and we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. And he says here, last night, the White House flew the Betsy Ross flag, 1776, atop the White House, a signal from our president of a revolution being needed. This is getting a little dicey. And what do you think is going to happen with Pence? I'm wondering if he'll even show up or whether they're going to try and push this off. I suppose somewhat depends upon if there's a pitched armed battle in Washington between Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the police, and the Patriots. Wouldn't surprise me either way. Go ahead.
That's entirely possible because I've been, or Hal Turner, if you read some of his data, he's already reporting that in Washington, D.C., they're in the streets placing pallets of bricks. And
oh, really?
After 4 years, Stuart, we already know what that means, don't we? And we know who's going to throw them.
Yeah, I see this article. It says the powers that be in Washington are distributing pallets of bricks. So obviously they're talking about either the National Guard people or they're talking about the police themselves, which is what they found out in Minneapolis. It was the police that were distributing those things. And the police, if I don't know how to word this, but if they are involved in this communist takeover and the people do pick up arms, unfortunately, when you have a revolution, people evidently don't ever go after the right ones. They just kill off each other rather than being rational about it and taking out the communists. I don't think they're going to do that. But if D.C. is distributing these pallets of bricks, are they planning on another realm of destruction? I noticed you sent me from a prayer warrior about pray mightily, basically, for this nation. I don't know. What do you think? Because she's saying we're heading in to all the way through March in a time of darkness, a time of trouble, and the American people are not prepared for it. We've warned people to get out of the cities for I don't know how long. They will not do it. They just insist on staying in the cities or even close suburbs, which is not going to be safe. These people have already told you, Black Lives Matter, they're coming to the suburbs. They're coming to the more wealthy places to take you out. They may knock at the door, you open it up, and then you're dead. You had a vision about that some time ago, and I can't remember whether they were soldiers or what they were. But they were killing everybody in the houses as they went house to house. I do remember that. Anyway, what else you got? Has he issued anything you can talk about?
Well, I did see that Dave Hodges had an interesting post, and I posted it today on my blog. He says, all hell is about to break loose as Washington, D.C. is in absolute panic. Courts totally corrupt, refuse to hear Trump cases against 2020 election fraud. And his question is, and maybe you can answer this, he said, will President Trump just roll over and surrender or die?
That's a good question. I don't think anybody knows. Now, I did see, in fact, you're the one who called me and told me about it, where on Fox Business, they said that Trump has scheduled a trip to go to Scotland on the 19th, which is a 1-1-9, which is a 9/11. Is that a signal of another 9/11 attack? Seems kind of odd. Trump knows these numbers very well. He's not stupid. And here we got another thing I want to get in. Breach of air traffic control sends chilling threat as revenge for killing of Iranian general, where evidently they are going to fly an airplane into the White House. Now, I used to fly into Washington all the time when I was a professional aviator. On one of the approaches, if you're flying into Washington National, I don't know what they call it now, you just kind of wind your way down the river, and you're, you know, so close to the White House, it would be so easy to take an airliner, paint it up, pretend you're an airliner, deviate, and crash into the White House.
Hey, Stuart.
I don't know if they got missiles to shoot it down or not, but would Iran do something like that? Yeah, you bet they would. What do you think?
Well, I think, of course, they would. And Alex Jones was saying that there were absolute threats on Mar-a-Lago, and that's why they moved Trump about New Year's Day to get him away from there. And by the way, if you remember that movie, Olympus Has Fallen, I think is the name of it.
Yes.
That's exactly what they used. They used a huge plane, cargo plane, and they took out pretty much the White House and everything around it.
Yeah, I'm amazed that they allow anybody to fly down that river. Maybe they don't anymore, but when I was flying it, I mean, you're within a mile or so direct right to the White House. And anyway, here's another update. This is from Mike Adams. Situation update. Congress will betray. Patriots will need to rescue the president. Barring some miracle, it looks like tomorrow the U.S. Congress and VP Mike Pence will betray America and shut down any objections to the Biden slate of electors from swing states. You know, even on Fox News, they say, well, the courts all rejected all this, so there's nothing there. The courts never, ever reviewed any of the evidence. They wouldn't. So to say that the courts shot it all down is an absolute lie. It's an absolute distortion of the facts. They did not look at the evidence. They refused it. We have a totally corrupt judiciary now, all the way to the top, all the way to the Supreme Court, compromised people. And it's just incredible as what's going on. Anyway, getting back to this 1776 flag flying atop of the White House, Hal Turner is saying that this is a signal from Trump, a call to arms. What do you think? Is that what they're actually saying?
Well, it wouldn't shock me too much, Stuart, because if you'll remember, Louis Gohmert from Texas said less than 24, 48 hours ago that we have now exhausted all legal means investigate this election, and it's fraudulent. And he said we have no more legal means on the table. In other words, what he was leaving a hint, there is only one way to save this nation. And it won't
be under the Bill of Rights, under the Constitution and its Bill of Rights and the right to bear arms, what does it say? The right of the people to bear arms to maintain a free state. You have the right to rise up under the Constitution of the United States when you have a tyrannical government. So this is going to get very interesting as to whether there is an actual revolution. But if this thing goes bad, it's going to go bad all over America. And while we may be looking at Washington, I'd be looking at all major cities tomorrow. Anyway, what do you think, Larry? I think this could just spread so rapidly.
Particularly because the deep state and the left are prepared. They're already moving Antifa around. It's not like they've got to move them. They're already in places and key locations. So, my advice to people is watch and see what happens and protect yourself.
Yeah, we're coming up on that point, folks. And I wouldn't be traveling in any major city if you hear of anything about the riots going off. This could escalate. We hope it doesn't. We hope it's all quiet on the Western Front, but who knows? And anyway, I want to thank you, Larry, for coming on. We may do another one tomorrow, our normal Wednesday, and report on what happened. And anyway, I'm sure most people are tuned to the election. Anyway, thanks again, folks, for listening. Good night.